You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about random acts of kindness and how they can be so worth the effort. I'm sharing two stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. This book has been a big hit for us. People are craving these feel-good stories about people being nice to each other. In our first story, Teresa Brandt tells us that she was outside working in the garden with her two little boys running around and playing. And suddenly she heard a soft voice behind her and found a teenage girl standing there. This was in a rural area and there was no car, so Teresa didn't know how the girl got there. But the girl asked for a glass of water, and then after downing a whole bottle of water, she set out on foot again. Now, Teresa didn't know where this girl could possibly be going, so she called out and stopped her. And it turned out that the girl had had a fight with her recently widowed father, and she was trying to walk 30 miles to the bus station to go and live with her grandmother. The poor thing was on the verge of tears, and Teresa knew she had to do something. She offered to put her boys in the car and drive the girl to the bus station. But first, she wanted to make sure she was not a runaway, so she called the grandmother and confirmed the story. When they got to the bus station, which was in a sketchy neighborhood, the girl still had a couple of hours before her bus, so Teresa took them all out for hamburgers. Before she left, the girl tried to turn down the $50 that Teresa pressed on her, but Teresa insisted and was rewarded with a giant hug. This was all great, and Teresa never expected to hear anything about this again. But a year later, a car pulled up in her driveway. The young lady she had helped jumped out of the car along with her grandma. The girl was all smiles and gave Teresa a huge hug before she said anything. If it was possible, her grandmother gave Teresa an even bigger hug. The girl and her grandmother brought Teresa up to date on how the girl was doing, which was great. And then they repaid Teresa the $50, which of course she never expected. The girl said, "You didn't have to help, and you did. I'll never forget what it meant to me that you helped me that day. You gave me back some hope that life isn't all bad." You know, we always start the stories in our books with a relevant quote. And the one we chose for this story is by Dana Arcuri, who said, "Our job on earth isn't to criticize, reject, or judge. Our purpose is to offer a helping hand, compassion, and mercy. We are to do unto others as we hope they would do unto us." Crystalia Marie shared a story that I loved, another one about performing an act of kindness that required some real effort but was so worth it. In her case, she was driving through downtown Houston during rush hour. As she was heading home on I-10, just outside the loop, she came upon a construction slowdown. Four lanes had to narrow down to two, so traffic was at a standstill. Crystalia says, "As I inched forward, I noticed an 18-wheeler sitting on the right side of the road with the left blinker on. He was obviously trying to merge into traffic. I was nearly a half mile from the truck, and as we continued to inch forward, no one slowed down to let him in. I devised a plan to block traffic and allow the truck driver to enter my lane. I knew that I would have to block both lanes, or the people in the left lane would quickly move in front of me and continue to block the truck driver. So as I got closer, I moved across the line so that I was in the middle of both lanes. When I got directly behind him, I flashed my lights as I turned my car almost sideways to be certain to block both lanes. It worked. The truck was able to pull out finally and rejoin the traffic. But what he did next was the best thank you. He pulled his 18-wheeler out in front of Crystalia and then stopped his truck, stepped out onto the step on the side of the truck, and tipped his cowboy hat and bowed to Crystalia. Then he got back into his truck and drove on. Crystalia says, "His reaction made me feel so good that a small gesture on my part got such an awesome reaction. I also feel certain that I am not the only person who witnessed that bow and was affected deeply by his act of kindness and gratitude." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul Kindness Matters. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and everything it covers, and you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to be one of our published writers, go for it. We love publishing writers who are new to us. And one-third or even half of the stories in our new books are from writers who are new to the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just go to our website and click on Submit Your Story to learn about the topics we're working on. And you can also get some writing tips there and the form that you use to submit your story or poem for consideration. Please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels, about the miracle of momentous advice from a stranger.